The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, ready to go for yet another glorious week here in paradise. Yeah, it was hot yesterday, but at least the molten lava isn't seeping through your floors and the toxic gases aren't spewing all over the place. Shut up. You're fine.
I don't think we lost 2 dozen homes.
No, I don't think we got. I saw a guy in the news last night in Hawaii, what we were talking about Friday, and he sat there and he goes, I am not moving. Although there is a mandatory evacuation, it is not illegal to stay. And I'm like, bye. I hope you roast in it. And then he goes, and then the reporter said, why do you think that you're saved? Because I believe that the spirit god of Pele, and that's that lady I was talking about, that crazy, you know.
She's hot.
The volcano slut that rolls out. And if you're nice to her, I believe she visited me, and she has, and I was very kind to her. A stranger came to my door, and I'm like, it's a salesperson. You were nice to a sales, and I believe I will be spared. All right. Looney Tune. So he's going to die in a fire, and I can't feel sorry for him.
Man, watching some of that footage.
I root for the volcano.
It's just a car on the road, and you just see about 300 feet up from the road, it cracks.
Yeah, it's done.
A little spurt.
People are idiots, too. They got their camera phone, and the one video shows a guy looking down in the crack. Yes, it's really hot right here, and he's got his video going, and he's feeling in the crack.
The same.
What are you doing, jackass?
Same reporter that was talking to the guy who was protected by Pelé. was standing in a road, and he goes, not 20 minutes ago, this road was clear. Now there's literally 4.5 feet of molten rock that has crossed the street. And he goes, it's fairly cool to the touch, but as you can see, and he's touching it and kicking. He goes, but as you can see, just beneath the surface, it glows orange. And I'm like, literal flames are shooting. I'm like, that's fire, jackass. I don't know if anybody's explained this to you, but that's called fire.
What the hell is wrong with people now?
And I don't know what you're doing that close to it, but it's time to go. And then he started talking about, and all the fire creates is a toxic gas that will kill you in just minutes. I'm like, well, then leave. This is an easy situation. If it's moving at 2 miles an hour, this reminds me of the great sap flood of Boston in 1910. Now, if you got outrun by syrup, you probably deserved to die at a certain level. Lava's actually...
Look at it. It's tasty.
Now, I'll give you this. In 1910, the official speed limit of vehicles was 12 miles an hour. That was the breakneck speed of vehicles. They were afraid of them. Rarely had a human being seen anything go faster than 20. Occasionally, you would see some water rush by and be like, well, don't do that.
Lava, a horse, of course.
Lava moves about 3 to 5 miles an hour. Horses, yeah, but you're only gauging them on speed because you're still on top of them. You know, you can get out of the way of a horse, it seems. They make a lot of noise that come at you. They just didn't know what cars could do. I don't understand why they're afraid. But the syrup explosion, look it up, it's real. The syrup was moving 30 miles an hour, the sap. I call it the sappening. The sap was moving 30 miles an hour. Like hundreds of people died. But not like you'd think, like in the immediate eruption, later on down the road, and they were running from the syrup, which they were too close to in the first place after the explosion, I got to be honest. But the lava, if lava gets you, it's your fault. There's no moment where somebody's like, oh, the lava was just screaming down there. No, you were too close
to lava.
Yeah, it's a steamroller, and if you get run over by it, I can't feel too sorry for you.
And officials are trying to say, like, this is not the time for sightseeing.
No.
They just do not just stand around.
They had a problem
that
with
stuff.
That. Like, a bunch of people came over from from Kona and rolled over from their hotel to take a gander at it, and they're like, guys, they've got the roads closed, and these people are just cutting under the tape. I'm going to walk to the volcano. What's the worst that can happen? It moves 3 miles an hour. Worst that can happen is the ground opens up and fire eats you. That's
behind
pretty
you
bad.
And a 125-foot spout of lava.
Yeah. That's fairly saying. Bad. And at any moment, geologists who study this all the time will tell you, we don't know when and where. So don't go near it, because right now this is a hot zone.
I have no sympathy. Destroyed by this.
I root for the volcano, Eric.
Sometimes I do too.
Yeah, I honestly root for the volcano.
Like, come on, idiots.
Get him off. Darwin is here. And you know what Darwin looks like today? A dude staring into a phone screen filming lava. That's Darwin now. Idiot. So yeah, 200 earthquakes in 24 hours on the Big Island. That's a sign. You're getting fair warning. You're getting told, hey, guys, not stable here. If your house just all of a sudden shook every 3 to 4 minutes violently. And in between those 3 to 4 minutes, it shook passively. Wouldn't you go, hey, I'm not so sure this house is going to hold up. This is, let's get out of it.
I got to post this, man. I got to get a selfie with the lava.
Check it out.
You know who this helps? It helps those news guys that have to get down in by the lava and stuff. They don't have to go down there. They'll just let the idiots send videos in.
Here's my phone. Go ahead.
It does help them, but also there's got to be a Mike Watkini that's over there in Hawaii somewhere getting too close.
Oh, yeah. In his leather jacket.
There's
sure.
a Mike Watkus everywhere, and Mike Watkini. I am Mika Watkini, live from fire.
Great. Thank you. Look, Big Island people, I know you can't hear us very well because of all the earthquakes, even if you probably have no internet, but it's time to go. That old guy was visited by Pele. I'm like, can you imagine if there was like a shooter, like just standing here in the room and he's firing away at like hundreds and hundreds of people, and one guy just stood up and didn't do a thing, just stood there, and he goes, I was visited by the Lord Jesus Christ last night. I'm like, no, lay down. That's not good now. He said everyone lay down. No, Lord Jesus will protect me. What about us? Take everyone with you, you jackasses. Everybody would call you crazy. You mentioned Pele. And by the way, if she is a god, and she picks and chooses by who's nice to her, shouldn't she then, in fairness, visit everyone, not just pick and choose a few houses? Shouldn't she? Not like the lottery. She should go door to door to every home that's potentially affected by this. And assess and judge and then leave, right?
A census?
A census. Very good. Yes, a volcano census. That's what Pele's job is. She shouldn't just pick a couple homes because that's not fair to everyone. And even if you evacuate, evidently, the lava will go right around. You only hear the stories of, the miracle stories. You never hear the good stuff.
Because of Pele.
Because of Pele. Oh, you're a moron if you say anything like that. You know what? Even if you did, say, look, Pele visited me, I believe, in the form of a magazine salesperson. I was very kind. Pretty sure it was her. But just in case, I'm going to take off. I'm going to head to the other side of the island real quick. And if my house is spared, then I'll know it was her. If not, then I'll know it wasn't. But safety first for me and the dogs. Morons. I root for the volcano. When that old man stood there and started to say that, I'm like, I hope you eat fire, sir. Loads of it. Slowly.
Imagine
two mile an hour fire.
That they're getting. I've got a vent going on in my backyard right now.
Well, you got to call, but I don't know. You guys want to come look at it? No. Okay. I just thought I'd let you know it's there.
What should I do?
call a geologist. I'm a cop. I'm not going near it. But what should you do? You should leave. Is there a vent in the front by your driveway? No. Okay. There's your exit.
Time to take a trip to the mainland.
Okay. What's the closest egress that's not on fire? Oh, the whole entire front of my house. Then get out.
This is my road out.
Right, yes. This is a big fireball. Looks like roasted marshmallows out of control across his road. That would be weird.
Yeah.
As if your road out was coated.
Well, I remember Pierce Brosnan in Volcano. He rode over that stuff.
And Mike Watkini last night, the reporter, was touching it. And it looked just like that. It cools to the touch. And then the camera pulls back. But underneath, you can see the clear orange glow of fire.
So this road leads to the ocean?
Go to the ocean. That's where it's safe. The water is steamy. But
I go the other direction.
Yeah. When there's this much fire, I head to the water.
Yeah, if I have to go completely around the island to get to the airport to get the hell out, I will.
Here's the good part about living on an island. You shouldn't burn up ever. There's water all around. Yeah. Just go. And plus, it's great because it's always like 70 degrees in that water. So just go stand in that.
Pele may shake you off.
Yeah.
But
and then while you're in the water, keep an eye on that island. Because if you see orange moving slowly towards you, scooch over a little. Get in water that doesn't have that coming at it.
I mean, you get eaten by a shark.
I know. Okay. Well, then it's just not your day, is it? There's no avoiding that. Pele hates you.
Sharks ain't going near that lava.
That's the other guy.
Yeah. You start having a seizure in the water. It's like, this wasn't because of the volcano. This is just, you were due. This is your day. Now, speaking of seizures, Toledo was at a big event. It's the
live.
The headline today on Yahoo. Ken Jeong's big show Saturday night. Dr. Ken, for God's sakes, a medical professional comedian. He's actually gotten his degree in medicine. I don't remember if it was UCLA.
Oh, he was an internist.
Yeah, he was it was a big deal.
Yep. He worked for Kaiser Permanente.
Yeah,
for a while.
I think it was UCLA, or he got it from a big school, like a legitimate school. All Asians go to UCLA at one point or another.
9 years, I think he said he was.
Yeah. And so somebody starts having to see, you were there. What happened?
He's in the middle of, he actually just started his show. He's maybe 5 minutes into his set. And, you know, he's talking to people, kind of putting a couple people down in the front, and this table in the back, like probably eight people stand up and start kind of yelling.
It was towards the back?
Towards the back.
Oh, okay.
And so he kind of goes, yeah.
What are they yelling, though? Could you make it out?
We couldn't really make it out.
And then, just not help or something?
No, not right away.
How far into the show was this?
5 minutes.
No kidding.
Maybe. Maybe 5 minutes. Okay. And so finally he's kind of going back. He thinks they're heckling him a little bit, and all of a sudden it gets a little quiet, and somebody says, she needs help. He drops the mic, leaps off stage, and is there like in 3 seconds.
No
and all
kidding.
Of a sudden everybody stands up. They raise the house lights a little bit.
Yeah.
Everybody kind of murmurs, and behind us and kind of
how
all
close
around,
were you to it?
About four of those rows of tables away.
Okay.
So everybody around us is like, it's a setup.
Yeah.
It's a setup. This better pay off. This better be a good joke.
This is big.
You know, and then it's like, no, this is too long. It can't be a setup. Yeah. Nope. I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
So he gets back up on stage, and there was an EMT, I think, either sitting near this woman, and apparently she'd had a seizure, and so he's over there helping, Ken's helping, and then they finally get her to kind of come to, and they walk her out, and EMTs are waiting for her.
Oh, wow. You know,
Joel was there, Matt was there.
Joel and Matt
they're freaking out.
Joel had to just be Jewish sweating like crazy.
he
just saw
was.
Lawsuits.
He really was.
Oh, my God.
Which was hilarious seeing him afterwards.
But oh, yeah.
She was fine, and he gets back up and kind of tries to pick up the pieces.
So here's how I hear about it.
Okay.
Caliendo calls me, which is rare.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, last night I was over at the Ken Jeong show. Did you hear about that? And I'm like, Toledo Tech, something like he had to rescue somebody in the audience. I said, yeah. And he goes, but besides that, he goes, I was backstage. And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, and then so he starts doing his show, and then he brings me out. And after.
Video?
And he goes, the crowd went crazy. And I'm like, really? He goes, I'm like, yeah. He said, this is Frank. He goes, I'm a huge star.
Wait, why is
laughing.
He cheating on his Asian friend, Bobby Lee?
Oh, he didn't know.
Pick an
I think
Asian,
he thought it was.
God's
I think
sake.
He thought
yeah,
it was.
He got
him.
Confused.
He got confused. But he said, I went on stage and he said, and we started, I couldn't believe the response I got was massive. And I'm like, Frank, aren't you missing the headline here?
Wow.
The big story that night. And the bigger thing is, you pricks. Sitting in that audience still demanding a show afterwards.
Right.
Shouldn't that have just kind of locked up a little bit? I mean, it's not time for comedy. If somebody in the crowd...
She's off to the hospital, right?
Sure. Sorry. All right, back to the funny, little fellow. We
show
pay $30.
Show must go on, John. You've heard it.
$30. Yeah, but I know, but the doctor that comes off rescues a woman, aren't you like, this is a tough one to recover from.
Rescuer.
Comedically, this is a hard one. Because they didn't know it was a seizure.
No.
They had no idea. They thought you could have just had a heart attack or anything else. I don't know. It's kind of like going to dinner with somebody and somebody at your table drops. Like, we're going to take him to the hospital, but.
The stakes are on the way.
Stakes are on the way. I think it's we're going to polish these off and then go visit. It just seems a little bit callous to go, all right, John, nice job with the seizure lady. Tell jokes. We're still
entertained.
We're still in the mood for entertainment.
And how did that go?
Well, it was fine. He's very funny, but the tables around us, like John was saying, I mean, people started being concerned about their babysitter.
Yeah. You well, because it's like an hour after, right? Like, now you've moved on too far.
It wasn't really. I mean, he finished on time, but it was still everybody's like, yeah. Where's the payoff?
Yeah, I'm blown away.
Or where's my babysitter's time is
blown
ticking.
Away? Because Frank said it really started just getting right back into the rhythm right off. After he got back on stage, he said, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Then he had a few like little light warm-up jokes while people were kind of coming down from the buzz.
Yeah,
and then it was back to comedy.
If you don't like my show, you don't have to fake a seizure to
right,
get out
right,
of it,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know, that
yeah.
kind of thing.
He improvised a couple
just get
moments.
Up and, just right. get up and leave.
Right.
Then he started doing voices, and then he brought Frank out. There was quite a cheer for Frank.
I got to be honest, though. If I'm on stage there, and somebody has a seizure, and I get back on stage, and I see like these eyes just staring back at me going, now what do you have? I'm like, you know what? I think I might be done tonight.
Really? You'd pack
it
in?
I'm packing
it
in.
Come on.
I would
pick up the pieces
in.
At 9:30 for the clean show.
Here's the worst part of it. On the Yahoo story today, this poor lady, I learned something else. So Yahoo story at yahoo.com, Ken Jeong jumps off stage, helps a woman having a seizure during a stand-up set. Now, Phoenix, Arizona, blah, blah, blah. The Twitter is from a woman named Heather Holmberg. Who I just immediately felt sorry for it right off the bat. She looks like to be a middle-aged woman of probably some type of values. She's I'm not going to guess age, but I'd say mid-50s. What do you think?
Early 60s.
You see your long-lost sister there.
It's not, but that's what she deals
Brady's
with.
Brady's mid-50s.
Yeah, okay, you're right. She's 45. If Brady's mid-50s, she's much. No, she's probably about 60.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
We could be overshooting it. This poor woman has to deal with, are you related to dickhead? Are you Holmberg's?
Especially there.
Yeah, and this picture, yeah, stand-up live. Her life has turned into this nightmarish, constant hate of me. I'm convinced of it. There's no possible way she gets through a day without some Indian or druid bothering her.
Why don't you reach out?
I should. Heather, if you're out there, you know what I'm going to do, Heather? I'm going to go ahead and offer you lunch at Porkopolis. Take care of that, baby. Is that a lifetime of lunch at Porkopolis if your name is Heather Holmberg, because this has become a nightmare for you. You're not my mom, my older sister. You have no relation. You're not anything related to me. And yet, weirdos, Indians, and meth heads constantly bothering poor Heather Holmberg the second she writes her name on anything. She hasn't had a plumber or an electrician at her home in the past 15 years that hasn't gone, oh, you're related to that guy. I'm not, and I hate him. And look, she's world traveler.
She loves you. You don't know.
I don't think so. She looks younger in that picture.
So she's tweeting there because her last tweet here is November 1st, 2016.
Well, I don't know what this is. Maybe it's an Instagram. No, it's her Twitter thing. It's got a tweet on it. Huh. It's got her name right there. Yeah,
that's maybe she's
her.
Deleting.
Talking about the C word.
She's talking about the C word in a positive?
That's the old men who use the C word.
Voted out of office November 9th. They're dying. They're a dying breed. Oh, see what I tell you, Brady? Yeah. I said you look like a liberal cuss.
You.
A liberal cuss that steals everybody's money because rich people are bad. That's what I saw when I saw her picture. I told that immediately to Brady. I'm like, oh, this poor Hillary communist with my last name has to deal with these nutballs constantly bugging her when all she wants to do is make rich people pay for everything. I nailed it. Anyway, Heather, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
When's the last time Ken Jeong actually practiced medicine?
He said like 9 years in the article that he'd done anything.
Once he got the call.
He can still practice, though. He's still licensed legally in California. Oh, okay. So
his first movie was Knocked Up, and after that, I think he said he
exploded.
But in California, he's still licensed as a doctor. So, and part of his oath as a doctor is when somebody's in trouble, he helps.
Have to go.
So, job. Very cool.
They get a stretcher and take her out on a stretcher, or would she walk out, or what happened?
No, they stood her up and walked her out, but I don't know what was waiting for her outside. So
lava.
Lava was waiting for her.
It's come for
She's
you.
She's Pelé.
Wait a minute.
Well, how come, what if Pelé visited me here, and then, am I doing?
This was waiting?
Yep, that's it. The lava fields.
Look at that, just bubbling.
Wasn't her day. Just wasn't her
day. That's what I was looking at. Why in the world would you go?
What the?
I'm going to film that.
Why you near that?
Idiots. Go lava. I root for the volcano.
That's what I'm saying. The news cameraman doesn't even have to get up close to that. He could just pull that feed right there.
Zoom in.
Exactly. That's what I always used to say that when the newspapers when they started to fire all their photographers. And then in the corner of the newspaper, right before they started their big demise, they'd have a thing that said, got photos? Send them to blah. I'm like, you just fired all your photographers? You're going to use us? No.
Absolutely.
Don't make, if I ever make it into your paper, I get free papers from them. I'm an employee.
Look at that. I mean, that's a great video. And he's right there, by the bubbling lava.
I remember the first time I saw Twitter in action was when that U.S. Airways plane landed in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, we don't need the news anymore. Because that CNN kept going,
we're
going to something called Twitter right now where people all along the banks of the river are filming what's going on. And we can get it live, right? And I'm like, well, we don't need to send trucks anymore. This is pointless. Put those satellite trucks down. Those are done. But they still hang on. Still hang on. So, yeah, anyway, to Heather Holmberg and to lava victims, I'm sorry. Unless you're one of those lava people that's standing on it and wondering how come it hurts so bad, and you're an idiot, I root for lava. And it's a safe thing to root for because guess what I know? The volcano's going to be there no matter what. It's going to nobody's ever going to go, we beat the volcano. It wins every single time. Every time.
We can nuke it.
Million years, and guess what it would still be? Volcano that's pissed off.
I don't know what happens when you nuke a volcano.
Oh, they settle right down. Like the Japanese, they calm right down. They start making TVs for you.
Wouldn't that be great if Trump comes out, I've got a plan.
They put it in the middle. Sacrifice one of our nukes.
It caps it off.
Brady, it's the old fight fire with fire thing. We're putting a nuke inside there. You think you're tough, Volcano, with all your molten lava from the Earth's core? We've got bombs.
That Trump, he's a problem solver.
I talked to one of my generals, and the generals know best. The generals are amazing. The general told me that this nuclear bomb we're about to drop in there is like 1/100th of a volcano.
All right, sir, hold
Nancy
on.
Pelosi.
So we're dropping 100 of them.
Has agreed to ride the rockets.
This is a new video that we just found.
Yeah, that's just molten lava seeping through your neighborhood. Yeah, it's
that's
over.
Like a lava park.
Yeah.
Looks like a...
Leave, stupid. the views aren't that great. Plus, there's like 10 other islands you can go live on.
Look at that.
You can float in the lazy lava river. Yeah,
that dumb dude that stood there and went, it's my home. Yep, it's a volcano also. So the volcano will win. Your home has only been there since probably the 70s.
Yeah, go take a vacation out of Hawaii.
But where do you go?
I don't care.
Yeah, anywhere
California.
Else.
California.
Anywhere else. You know what? Anywhere. Anywhere that's not
Disneyland's
blazing.
Nicest time of year.
Anywhere where the earth is not fighting back.
Oh, that house is gone.
No, they're all gone.
Nice pool.
You think they're still swimming?
Yeah. Oh, they better be. That's the place I'd be hanging out.
It's a heated pool right
now. If my dad wouldn't drive us away, I'd be in that pool all the time. Watch those fissures come up underneath that. Anyway, dumb Hawaiians. There's no wonder it was so easy to take that state away. It's 6:05. Let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.